Director Barry Levinson won an Academy Award for Rain Man. Other directing credits include The Natural and Good Morning Vietnam. Levinson directed and wrote The Tin Men, Avalon, Liberty Heights. He co-produced The Perfect Storm and Analyzed This. And Levinson has written his first novel. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports.
Barry Levinson made his film writing and directing breakthrough with Diner in 1982.
Look at this. You believe this? I don't buy the whole thing. They're saying that millions of years ago there was a swamp, right?
No, you can make a break.
Now, in the middle of this murky, disgusting, boggy water swamp, there's an amoeba.
Hanging out at the diner is also a way of life for the friends in Barry Levinson's first novel. The movie was set in 1959. The book is in 1966. The conversation isn't that much different, but the times, they certainly did change. It was now, for the book, the period of Vietnam looming in the background.
Yes, the 50s guys come smack dab with the 60s reality. Older now. And where are you going to go, and how are you going to fit, and how are you going to progress with those big changes?
Your hero is a fellow named Bobby Shine, and he talks about what the role of the diner is in the lives of these pals. Could you read just that little section that I highlighted?
When something happened, good or bad, it didn't become real to any of us until it was told and then rehashed over and over again in the diner. It's how our values were set. It's how we understood the meaning of our actions. It's the only way we knew if our actions had any meanings. What was interesting to me is to use the diner, as I have in the past, but to tell another story.
1966 was a particular moment in time, though, a crossroads for so many discoveries, so many shifts. I'd like you to talk about Eggy and Turk. These are two of the guys who discover hippies. They discover the counterculture, girls who don't wear brassieres. They call them chicks with no bras.
You know, they met him in a health food store, which, you know, the guys had not heard of. I hadn't heard of. All of a sudden, one day, there was suddenly a health food restaurant, which we knew nothing about. So there is a scene when Turco and Eggy go into the health food place, and they're thinking of getting a pastrami sandwich, that type of thing. And the guy said, oh, the best I can do would be organic turkey. And one of the characters says, what is that? He says, well, you know, it's the turkey only eats natural foods or whatever. And characters, I don't really care what the turkey eats. It's, you know, what I'm going to eat. You know, so the idea of organic food meant nothing to them at all. It was like a foreign language. And that was the reality, you know, because, see, I have seen movies and I read things about that period as if they were just there and in place, as opposed to the early dawning moments of language you have not heard and new things that are cropping up.
Yeah. Your hero, Bobby, falls in love in many ways in the course of this book, but it's mostly when he discovers the moving image. He's got a job on a kiddie show at a Baltimore TV station. But you did the same thing, didn't you?
Yes. A lot of the experiences that Bobby had, I had in local television.
I love the story about when he pulls an all-nighter for some crisis or other and drives into work knowing that he's the one responsible for writing the traffic report. And what does he do?
He makes the traffic up.
He makes it up.
So traffic's backed up, et cetera, whatever it may be. And as he said, like, who's going to know? I mean, this is a television show. Somebody's going to pull over and call the television station? Actually, I did do that. And to be honest with you, I never understood the traffic report on television. Radio makes sense, but not television.
But that business of Bobby sort of being so compelled by the moving image and the power and the kinds of discoveries that he makes.
Well, I mean, it was a revelation to me. And it was exciting when you suddenly can take a piece of film, put some music to it, then I would play one thing against it. And what music does to images, it began to really excite me. Like, whoa, look at the potential of all this. And look how influenced the film is by the music. And that, to me, was the beginning of a kind of a learning curve.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here you are, a movie guy. You do your first novel. Steve Martin, another movie guy, is about to come out with his second novel. Steve Bochco, a TV guy, has just come out with this. What is it with you moving image people and novels? Everybody in the world wants to make movies.
Well, I mean, there are a number of things. One, I think there is also a change taking place in the movie business when you're doing less and less movies about real people and real situations and characters and behavior and more of just basically adrenaline rush type of films.
So print on a page between hard covers, in your view, becomes more and more the place where real stories can be told.
I think it can, and television does. For me to write a novel was a one-time thing. I would never look at myself and say, oh, yeah, I'm really a, a novelist or whatever, you know.
Novelist for the moment, at least, Barry Levinson. The book is called 66. He's also a film director, a producer, and a writer. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.